Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Enter the new. Welcome. Take a moment to focus on the breath that you breathe. And give gratitude for this life-giving breath. You are the breath of life. And you breathe in order to exist in this moment and in all moments, here and now. You are the breath of life. Breathe deeply and know in your heart that each breath brings you into a more coherent and centered place within yourself. No effort is required. Just a simple observation of the breath moving in and moving out. The breath you breathe connects you to all life. And you breathe as one with this life-giving energy. And it's this flow of breath and its continuation, which unites all as one. The power you have is increasing. And over the course of this increase in power, a new level of awakening will unfold naturally and easily. You may be curious to know what will happen next, what's to come, and how all which is currently occurring will unfold, and what you yourself will have to do to keep in the flow of such changes. But in truth, all you have to do is simply breathe. Breath is a place of power, and so let nothing get in the way of your natural breath. Rising and falling, connecting you with the life force which supports everything to be as one. The breath you breathe is not just providing life-giving oxygen, required for the functions of your physical body. But it is a point of power through which you can be centered in truth, coherent, aligned, and connected intuitively. It is from this centered, attuned point of reference that you will be guided to enter a new paradigm, supporting you to breathe new life, new possibilities, breathing into a new awakened world, a new awakened way of being, breathing, grounding. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. As your eyelids gently close, so you can allow your attention to go within. And you can seek to know the truth within you and deepen your connection to all. The power you have is rising. And as it rises each and every day now, you will see, sense, and know that a great awakening of human consciousness is upon us. And no matter who you are and how your life has been up until now, you and all other life here on earth will be influenced by this transformational time. The awakening is far more than what we can currently imagine. far more than we currently perceive. It's not actually possible for us to see how things will be as we're currently limited by our perceptions, which have been shaped by old paradigms, beliefs, and conditioning. The new will come in ways which may not have been envisaged and which are new in of themselves. And the new will not be stopped and it cannot be held back. And regardless of opposition and reluctance, and regardless of our hopes, dreams, and our fears, the new will awaken the heart, bringing forth a new awakened humanity, regardless of anything. This is inevitable. This cannot be stopped. And so simply breathe, trust, and allow. The inevitable emergence of a new earth is upon us. And yet old rock must tremor. Stagnant pools must be stirred. And in time, as the new emerges, grace which is at the bedrock, the knowledge we seek will be discovered and revered. The new phase we are entering into. It's not just a time to look within. It's a time to seek to know truth more deeply and purposefully. And an important time to let go of all which is not true. A time to filter the past, sifting through the layers of rock. The layers of rock and soil, building a new earth on a foundation which is of the highest octave of human endeavour. We will indeed be nourished and enriched by our encounter with a deeper connectivity. And we will learn to know that our connection to the waters of our land and the earth beneath our feet provides a rich and life-sustaining depth of wisdom and intelligence that we have been unable to fully consider until now. And so it's through building an honest and open relationship with our beloved planet that we will be guided as to how to be of service and how to bring forth the new in a guided and sustainable way. Change is coming. And yet perhaps we already feel we have encountered enough change and or are making change happen. Don't have to do anymore. But the level of change we will encounter as we enter the new is far more than perhaps we'd expected. Far more than we may have initially felt necessary. Far more than we perhaps feel we can deal with. But it is here as we enter the new that we will learn to process the powerhouse of our own humanity and bring ourselves into service to a much greater goal. And it's here that we will affect deliberate and worthwhile change. But what of the changes we've seen? And what of the changes we need? And what is the powerhouse of humanity? What does it mean? And how can we work with it to support ourselves within a network of interconnected intelligence which supports all life? How can we as individuals wire ourselves surreptitiously into this great network of intelligence and work as part of its natural order and be in service to its call? How will we know when we're fully wired in? What will happen if we don't get the necessary upgrades to place us in superposition? What of all this and more? It's not just the powerhouse of humanity which we must align with now, but something much greater. And so, what is this greatness? And why do we need to go through such a big awakening to get into alignment with its emerging grid systems? The powerhouse of humanity is evolving to support and meet the needs of a new, more empowered and enriched human species. At a time when challenges are great, and choices are more than ever before, we're presented with a global collective consideration of intergalactic position. How we as a species sit within a greater sphere of growth and supercharged intelligence. Humanity is naively unaware that it's part of something much greater, more intelligent, and evolving. It's like a child at a stage of development where it considers itself above all else. Thankfully, the witness of this immature and self-centered way of being knows only love. And so whatever we do as a race, we will be supported and loved. But as is obvious to those on the journey of awakening to truth, the level of conscious awareness placed on whatever is being considered brings it into alignment with a greater narrative of position, power, authority, and experience, which could impact the whole either negatively or positively, depending on the energy placed on it and the intention set, and what focus is encouraged, and what beliefs are held, and what support is given, and what we would like to create, and how we would like to go about that creation, and what it would take to make that happen, and how much we're willing to give and or give up as a way of putting this into action and allowing natural laws to support the inevitable outcome. Service to a much greater vision is all that's required. But what is the vision? And how can you be of service? What will you need to let go of? And what new awareness will you need to gain? And how will you be of service, and in how will it feel to align yourself with that truth every step of the way? And allow that truth to bring you gently but purposefully across the bridge from an old paradigm to the new. Simply breathe. Rest. And allow. You're about to enter more deeply into this transmission. Rest back into the space you've created. You can breathe. You can allow. You can now receive a supporting energetic upgrade of coded information, which will gently trickle into all the systems of your body over the coming days, weeks, and months ahead. This intracellular upgrade of energetic information is intelligent. It's here to support the evolution of human consciousness. This coded information is new. It has not entered the consciousness of the planet before. And so it does take time to integrate into your energetic body and then filter through, recoding the fluid structures, bringing new information to the blood and to the bones. This gentle filtration of new coded information assists in supporting the evolution of a new human race, as it opposes and challenges some of the more outdated, limited conditioning which are genetic predispositions of previously coded, some of which are dormant and some of which influence us without our conscious awareness. All such data changes occur through coded information upgrades, which are first filtered through your own higher guidance and the discerning systems you have in place to naturally evolve your more intuitive senses and connected self. The information coming through transmissions such as this will first meet with your higher guidance, and then when you feel ready to move through it, through the various layers of what's been presented, you will do so naturally and easily. There's no rush. This can all take place within your own inner guiding systems, as you will naturally and intuitively deal with what is presented to you in your day-to-day life with more awareness and a greater capacity to see things more clearly. Making any changes or adaptations you intuitively feel will serve you to be in greater alignment with these new energetic upgrades. As these latest energetic upgrades come in, you enter into a new relationship with evolving aspects of yourself. You're a being of great awareness on a journey of not only self-discovery and unique self-expression, but you are also an important piece in a jigsaw puzzle where every piece has its place. Once each piece is in perfect position or superposition, this not only activates a clear vision of an overall picture, which can then be more clearly seen and understood by all, but it also clarifies the quality of the individual piece and the resonant frequency of the overall picture, which then flows coherently throughout all life, bringing you and our interconnected human evolution and the story of our apparent disconnection from source into a more highly evolved narrative of presentation of connectivity, which cannot be disconnected, but which can be disillusioned and chaotically structured in parts as it moves from one of its naturally emerging patterns to form another. This overall chaotic structure within the harmony of creative perception not only gives birth to new awareness of the perfection woven throughout all creation, but also serves humanity to align further with its own fractalistic nature. The birth of the new. Nothing more than the encounter of release from one state of being into another. And yet it's humanity who is both birthing and being birthed. Not separately, but simultaneously. The trick is to know that you are not only birthing and being birthed, but that through the integration of new upgrades of intracellular coded information, the quality of the birth and the health of what is in time born is supported in alignment within the ecostructures of a benevolent, omnipotent, divine presence. The womb of the Galactic Mother. And all which she births is in perfection and held in grace. Connect in full to the Great Galactic Mother. Allow all aspects of yourself to be held in grace. You are loved. You are supported. You are blessed. You are receiving new upgrades of information. And as you do, allow your heart to open. Open and receive. Receiving this information into the very heart of you. You are the space through which transformation is naturally occurring. And the more space you create for this transformational process, the more opportunity you create to align yourself with something so powerful, so beautiful, that you can trust in the flow. Allow yourself to be guided by this flow of creative power that passes through all, energizing, uplifting, recoding, recalibrating. This guided process, bringing you into the heart of you, held by the earth, grounded, supported into this awakening process. Grounded and supported, held by the earth as a vessel of pure light. Great Galactic Mother, holding you in her arms as a sacred embrace. The galaxy wrapped around you, nurturing your starseed self, bringing you home to the truth of who you are and your reasons for coming, for being here and now. There's nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing else you need to do. This is a powerful moment of transformation, raising your conscious awareness to a whole new level, giving you the opportunity to elevate your awareness so that over the coming days and weeks ahead, you gently notice that you sense things more clearly. You see things for what they are. Do you know things deep within your heart? Your intuition is growing stronger. Your navigation system finely tuned, bringing you into superposition, into alignment with all, coding information throughout all the cells of your body, awakening you to a whole new level. There's nothing you have to do to integrate this. It will integrate naturally and easily in its own sweet time. Those things that you're ready to let go of will be released. And as you release, as you let go, so you free up more space within you for grace to pour, transforming you on a deep cellular level, transforming you into you, bringing you home to the truth of who you are, the most authentic you, the you of you, the you you came here to be at this most incredible time, so that you can be in your power, so that you can rise, and so that you can know greater truth and walk that truth with integrity, creating your reality in alignment with the powerhouse within all creation, the powerhouse of your sovereignty, the powerhouse of your unity, the powerhouse of all that you came here to be, the powerhouse of remembering you galactically and cherishing yourself in gentle, loving and nurturing ways, caring for your body, loving yourself more than ever before, truly loving yourself, giving time and space for that self-love, for that recognition of how truly important you are and how you must be held and nurtured through this powerful and transformational time. This recoding of information will continue for some time. All you have to do is breathe. Breathe and allow. Come home to the heart of you. Come home to the truth within you. Align yourself through the breath in sacred union with all. Know that all is one. And that you are perfectly aligned. And so it is. And so it is.